Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Today is Wednesday, which means it's time for some more NFL talk. In a couple weeks, NFL is going to be starting up their Hard Knocks series at the Cincinnati Bengals training camp, so the recaps will pick up with that when it begins. But continuing from last week, I'm going to talk a little bit more about fantasy football. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this segment. Today I'm going to talk about one of the most important parts of your fantasy football experience, and that is your draft. So today, in my very short amount of time that's been allotted, I'm going to talk about some fantasy basics 101 for those of you maybe who are new to it, or, you know, sort of like have only played for a year or two and are trying to get your head around it. Conventional wisdom will tell you that quarterbacks who are outstanding scorers are an anomaly. Most of the time, you are not going to get Peyton Manning in his record-breaking year, nor are you going to get Tom Brady in his 50-touchdown year, though I was blessed enough to have him when that happened that one season, which was super nice, let me tell you. Saved my butt a lot of weeks. But by and large, the people who are really going to deliver for you and the kind of people you want to be looking for in the first round are going to be running backs, and of late, you're going to be able to get a few receivers sort of later in the first round that are going to be worthy of your first-round draft pick. So I'm not going to tell you who specifically to pick because, frankly, there are enough sites out there you can go to that offer free draft kits. Again, the ESPN.com site, I think, has really great resources. The NFL site has some player rankings that will be helpful for you. What I am going to talk about is the importance of sort of the later rounds when you need to pick a few people. And there are almost no quarterbacks, and this is important for you guys to remember, there are no quarterbacks that deserve to go in the first round. There is maybe one quarterback who could go in the second round, and that would be Drew Brees. But even then, I think that's a bit of a stretch. If you don't get one of the top three quarterbacks in round two or three, you can go ahead and wait until round five or six to go ahead and pick up a decent quarterback for your team. The most important thing you want to take care of is filling your running back slots. Now, again, in the first round, pick the best available player. If Larry Fitzgerald is there, or if Andre Johnson is available sort of in the second round, and feel free to pick those guys up. Those are people who are worthy of being picked in those rounds. But by and large, one of the hardest positions to fill in fantasy football is the running back. And here's why. You can find a receiver any week who is maybe a second stringer or a third stringer or even a fourth stringer, depending on the offensive system he's in, that is a likely candidate to score points that week. I mean, you can be Wes Welker and be number two on a team and have a massive sort of week every week if you've got the right quarterback throwing to you. That's not really the case with running backs. You know, traditionally, you only have one or two running backs who get carries in a game. If you're a third-string running back, your guy's not going to get carries. If you're in, like, a conventional league, one of the things you need to be sensitive to is the fact that you need to know if you're a touchdown-heavy league or a yardage-heavy league. You can get away with a third-string running back in a touchdown-heavy league if you can find a guy who's a goal line back who will steal some touchdowns away from the primary guys. If it's a yardage league, you're really, you know, sort of in dire straits there. Which sort of brings me to my second point about running backs that I'm going to make tonight, which is be wary of the guys who are in two-back systems or even three-back systems. I am going to specifically give you guys a little hint here and throw out an example of a team that makes me a little bit nervous. Now, while I would definitely pick Marion Barber in the first round, you have to be very, very careful because you have to understand that last season there were two other running backs on the Cowboys who looked really, really good. And that would be Felix Jones, the rookie who looked sensational before he got injured, and then Tashard Choice, who's been apparently performing really well in camp and came on pretty strong last year. When you have a system like that where there are three backs who are very, very strong candidates, that kind of system is going to play all three backs. What that means, unfortunately, is if there are three running touchdowns scored in that game, there might be one touchdown for each of those players, which certainly dilutes the point scoring ability for you in fantasy. So you need to be cautious of systems like that. And this is why guys like Adrian Peterson and Michael Turner are going to go first and second in your draft, because they're one of the few rare situations in the NFL today where it's a true one-back system. I mean, yes, they have guys like Chester Taylor and Jarius Norwood who are going to come in and help carry some of the load, but those guys are the guys, and that's why you're going to want to get guys like that. So be conscious of if it's a one-back system, a two-back system, or a three-back system when you're looking at players from particular teams. I'm out of time for this week, so I'll be posting a few more boos along these lines later in the week. Hope you